USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the men in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till it's over, over there. Okay there, gang, this is Ken Carpenter lifting the latch on your favorite swinging door to let you in on what cooks with your favorite entertainers here on the good old stateside. And as usual, all this in answer to your requests to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And now here to act as your master of ceremonies is a comedian who's played so many army camps that his jokes are beginning to lay powdered eggs, Bob Hope.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bing. Why should Hope get all the laughs at the beginning of the show, Crosby? Telling all you GIs.
Oh, now, just a minute. Hold everything, Bing. I introduced Bob Hope. He's supposed to start the show.
Oh, don't worry about older than me. I can do his monologue, and may I say, I can do it much better.
Well, but Bing, what's a Bob Hope command performance without Bob Hope?
Wonderful. Only wonderful.
I'd start a new trend. Well, as I was saying, this is Bing, Command Performance Crosby, telling all you guys, whether you're a private, sergeant, or loot, if you use flerium, you'll always have a pearly toot under your snoot. How does he get by with this stuff? Fellas, I just got back from the Marchfield Air Base. I saw a lot of rear gunners up there. You know what a rear gunner is. That's the fellow who gets the lead out of his tail. They gave me a real flyer's welcome. They were all sitting around eating oranges, and when I came in, they strafed me with the pit. The colonel was crazy about me, though.
Hey, same thing. That must be Bob.
Well, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. The door's locked.
Oh, no, now I better let him in.
So, there you are. I want to talk to you, no hair.
What do you want, no waistline?
No. What's the idea of locking me up in that room? 20 minutes in there with nothing to do.
Well, why don't you read the paper?
I did, but how many times can you read Rub, Don't Blot? Oh, what a rat you are. Well, anyway, I'm here now, so let's get on with the show. Where were we?
I just introduced you, Bob.
Yeah, Bob, go on. Go ahead.
Oh,
kill him.
Thank you, Dad. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob, Command Performance Hope, telling all you guys, whether you're a private, sergeant, or loot, use slurium and you'll always have a pearly toot under your snoot. I was...
Oh, the... The pity of it, really.
What happened there? Some Japs walked through the balcony? What?
Come on, keep punching, Bob. The audience isn't quite warmed up yet. Hit him.
I'll get him.
Well, right.
Well, fellas, I just got back from the Marchfield Air Base. I saw a lot of rear gunners there. You know what a rear gunner is. That's a fellow who gets the lead out of his tail. Turn the mic on. Come on. The curtain up?
Are you?
Gee, I thought that'd get a bigger laugh. I'm sorry.
It did.
I can't understand my new material,
you
too.
I can't. You're not timing it right. You're not giving it the proper delivery.
Is that
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
up. Wait till you hear the yuck I get on this one.
Go ahead.
When I got to camp, I got a real flyer's welcome. They were all sitting around eating oranges. When I walked in, they strafed me with a pit. Aha! The pit! Don't I have one relative in the house?
I feel like a swine, a happy-go-lucky, well-fed swine.
I don't care. I don't care what anybody says. Something has been going on behind my back.
Well, it's a sense nothing's been going on in front of it. I can't stand to see you stand there and get slaughtered like that. It's gone far enough, I'll confess. Those jokes you told that just had the audience in the aisles on their way up to get you were all...
Well, wait, what about those jokes?
Well, while you were in your tiled
Shangri-La, I told them first.
Now, isn't that a cute trick? I'll bet you went over great, huh, kid?
Had a few bops.
Yeah, yeah. I'll bet it was the greatest performance since Barry Fitzgerald starred in Going My Way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Well, I'll fix you. Next time I see Sinatra, I'll give him a transfusion.
Oh, not that.
But meantime, I want to introduce a trio of young ladies I can't understand. I steal my car, my golf clubs, even steal a sheet of my Kleenex. But my jokes, boy, that's like taking the shortening bread out of Nelson Eddy's mouth. Oh, well, men, here are those sensational Andrew sisters.
If you ever go down Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make a rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Kumana. Both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Since the Yankee come to Trinidad, they got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Kumana. Both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
From Chickachickery to Mona's Isle, native girls all dance and smile. Help soldier celebrate his leave, make every day like New Year's Eve.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Kumana. Both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. In old Trinidad, I also fear the situation is mighty queer. Like the Yankee girl, the native swoon when she hears her bingo croon. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Kumana. Both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Out on Manzanella Beach, G.I. romance with Native Peach. All night long make tropic love, next day sitting hot sun and cool off. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Kumana. Both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Rum and Coca-Cola. Rum and Coca-Cola. Working for the Yankee dollar.
They're comers, all right. Thanks a lot to you, sisters Andrew, and don't make with a fade-out. We have further plans for you in a few minutes. Comes time now for a session with one of your favorite orchestra leaders and his fine little red-headed vocalist. Your letters to command performance seem to think this is about the neatest combination of the year. It's a pleasure to give you Stan Kenton and Anita O'Day. Welcome to our little fish fry, Stan. I might as well tell you I'm nuts about your orchestra.
Well, thanks, Bob. I'm nuts about your program. Gee, it was sure funny tonight when Crosby stole all your jokes.
Yes, it was. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Spike Jones.
Seriously, Foz, we appreciate all your mighty fine letters about our latest tune, and Anita O'Day and I would like to dedicate it to a few of you, namely Rubber Sack Green, California Bartholomew, Useless Fashioner, Hole in the Ground Arnold, and Dogface Cronin. The 5th Army Mobile Unit, including the Smoky City Boys, the gang at 511, Willoughby, Smitty, Pop, Jerry, Al, Bill, and Rigger, and also you GIs and Buzz Bomb Alley. Have you any names to add, Anita?
Yes, Stan, there are a bunch of guys at Navy 564 we ought to mention.
We'll start mentioning, Nita.
Laird, the Philadelphia Kid. Bloodless Hank. Hickey, the Signalman. Handsome Moon Mullen. Super Bob Roberts. And Stubbs, the unbelievable cook.
Well, Stubbs, send us some liver and bacon, and we'll get off with Her Tears Flowed Like Wine.
He would spend it on the ponies. He would spend it on the girls. Buy his mother gin and roses for her poor old head of curls. But when his wife said, "Hey now, what did you get for me?" he socked her in the chopper. Such a sweet, sweet guy was he. How he loved the old race horses, he would bet them every day. One day he caught a winner, and the cabbage wasn't hay. He indulged in fancy spending, ordered rings, cars, and furs. But at last, the lack, by the sound of the fact, she found out it wasn't hers.
And her tears fall like wine. Yes, her tears fall like wine. She's a real sad tomato. She's a fuss of Valentine. So her mama told her that a man is dark and garden.
She got mixed up with a Maisie. Mixed up with the flow. So flow shoved them in the river. You're not getting mixed up no more. His wife then draped herself in black. That showed a figure fine. Then she cussed him out. The two-faced guy, no insurance could she find.
Tears fall like wine. Yes, her tears fall like wine. She's a real bad tomato. She's a fun.
Thank you, Slot, Stan, and Anita. Managers with a reluctance and head bow that I turn the mic over to our next guest. He's best known to most of you for his remarkable, though underhanded, feats like stealing milk from children, swiping cigarettes from soldiers, and entering crap games with his own loaded dice. Here he is, Harry Judas Crosby.
Thanks, old folks. Here's a ballad I think you're going to be hearing a lot of. And in connection with the same, I want to acknowledge a little very fine mail from 350 Pecos, Bonarchisti, Perry, Seppa, Buell, Dendig, Brovig, Ortiz, and Lombardo. Ken Gurney and the 10th Air Gang, Private Lloyd Mangrum, 514.
Oh, the
Lloyd,
hacker,
the golf professional?
Huh? Yeah.
What's par at that APO, Lloyd? Private First Class Tom Williams and Company at 708, the AAA Motor Pool Gang at 758, especially Stan Machowski, Sergeant Don Arnold, and that overseas record shop, Aussie W.R. Hutchings. Yeah, it's true about Hope Hutchings.
Wait, whoa. What's true?
This is my letter, please.
Ooh, I'll get even with you even if I have to hire a writer.
You got a writer. Why don't you pay him?
What's the matter with toothpaste?
But not least, Private J.M. Penny and his ward mates in the General Hospital, APO 121. Sergeant Perrier, shall we have a go at it, old man?
this dream that needed fulfilling. More and more, I'm less and less unwilling to give up wanting more and more of
Thank you, Perry Como. Say,
Bingola.
You called, Master?
Say, who is that blonde hunk of squeeze standing in the wings out there?
Out there?
That happens to be the hottest thing in pictures right now, tourist. Mix, come in. Come in, I'll tell you.
I'm here, waiting, ready.
Lorraine Bacall, are you digging?
Mm-hmm.
She's knocking them dead, fracturing the people in Humphrey Bogart's latest picture, To Have and To Have Not.
If there's a choice, I'll have.
Hey, you're a little tardy. Little tardy, old man. I saw her first.
Oh, Bing, you wouldn't date a kid like that without taking out adoption papers, would you?
Wait a minute, Bob. After all, that kind of talk is not going to get any of us anywhere, either one of us. We're both going to lay an egg. You insult me, I insult you, the girl winds up with Yuki, and we wind up with a giant mall, Thrifties or something.
Yeah, that's right. We're always panning each other.
Sure. We can do much better with the frills if we cooperate. Say nice things about each other.
Okay, from now on we start lying.
Now you're talking. You're digging. Now, we get Lorraine Bacall out here and see if one of us can't score for a change. I'll build you up, and then you build me up, huh?
Good. Of course, your job is easier than mine.
Now, wait a minute. Gentlemen of the AEF, meet Hollywood's latest entry in the glamour handicap, Miss Lorraine Bacall. Welcome to Command Performance.
Thank you very much, Ben.
I know you're new here in Hollywood, Lorraine, and I'd be only happy, too happy, to show you the town. Any spot you'd like to see, I'll gladly take you. In brief, my time is your time.
Hey, Rudy, I'm here.
So we can go to Mocambo, Ciro's, Griffith Park.
Lard.
Oh, pal.
Sing, who is that?
Oh, him? Over there? That fellow? Oh, with the, yeah. That's an actor. I think he's the voice of Porky Pig. Let's give him the full fuller.
Hey, Heinrich, what happened to our treaty?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot, Bob. Lauren, I want you to meet one of the grandest young men that I've ever known. the charming, the irresistible, the beautiful Bob Hope.
I'm very happy to know you, Bob.
Thanks, Lauren, and I want you to know that everything Bing said about me goes double for him. He's the swellest, most likable, most wholesome fellow in Hollywood.
Oh, no, Bob. You're wholesomer than I am.
Well, you're sweller.
No, you're sweller.
No, you are, Bing.
No, you are, Bobsy.
Good thing there's no music. These guys would be dancing.
No kidding, Lauren. Ever since I saw you in To Have and To Have Not, I've been wanting to take you out. How about tonight?
Well, I don't know, Bob.
Look, you could do a lot worse, Lauren. And the nice thing about going out with Bob is that you'd be absolutely safe with him.
Oh, absolutely. You'd be as safe with me as you would with Bing.
Up to there. Up to there, you almost had me.
Go ahead now, Lauren. You and Bob will have a million laughs together. He's a barrel of...
No, wait. No, you think it over, Lauren, and Bing, keep punching. I'm going out and get a pound of sand.
Tonight we live. Bing...
Yes, Lauren?
If I go out with Bob, do you really think I'll be safe?
Well, I don't know. What's your time for the 100-yard dash?
You just said I'd be safe with him.
Never mind what I just said. Kid was here then. I hate to tell you the truth about Hope unless it's behind his back.
You mean Bob Hope's a wolf?
Well, he's not exactly a wolf. He's a cocker spaniel with the prairie on his mind. You've got to watch him every minute, Lauren. You've got to.
I knew I'd have to watch out for that fella.
Certainly.
When I walked through the stage door, he froze like a bird dog.
Yeah. He's got a little retriever in him, I think. I've been around him so long, I know his technique like a book.
Oh, yeah?
Sure. The first thing he always says to a girl, he says, "Babe, I can help you plenty in pictures."
Oh, no, not that.
"So help me Zanuck," that's what he says. Then he gives out with this. He says, "To the public, I'm a celebrity, star, and a comedy genius. But at heart, I'm just a little boy who never grew up."
Oh, brother.
Oh, yeah. Well, wait till he comes in with the killer now. He lays this one in. He should put his arm around you, and he'll whisper in your ear. He'll say, "You know what I've always wanted? Someone like you to be a sister to me."
Oh, I don't believe it. No one could be that corny.
Oh, he's an awful round haircut, really. Look, Lauren, if you'd really like to have some innocent fun, let's say you and me tonight, 8:30, huh?
Well, here I am. Hello, Lauren girl. Hello, Bing pal.
Hello. See you later, Bob pal. Talk things over with Lauren. You're pretty well set.
Oh, thanks, pal. Well, Lauren, so Bing has been telling you a few things about me, huh?
Yes, and I can hardly believe some of them.
Well, they're all true. Now, how about that date tonight?
Well, I don't know, Bob. Bing asked me for a date, too.
Oh, come, girl. This is no time to celebrate Father's Day. Besides, you can't trust Crosby. He's got a terrific line with Dane.
Don't all men give you a line?
Well, those who have to. Now, a guy like me, I don't have to rely on that sort of thing. Now, with what I can do with it for a girl in the picture business, I
always knew you were the kind of fellow that would help a girl in pictures.
Well, that's because even though the public knows me as a celebrity and a star, at heart,
You left out comedy genius.
Oh, pardon me. Thanks for brushing me up. Even though the public knows me as a celebrity, a star, and a comedy genius, at heart, I'm a little boy who never grew up.
I'll say you are. You're more of a boy than you think.
Lauren, you know something I've always wanted?
Yes. Someone to be like a sister to you.
So you haven't got Dunninger planted in your bustle there, have you?
Those are the things Bing told me about you.
Oh, so Mount Baldy erupted, huh?
Well, here I am, Lauren. Are you ready?
Well, I don't know, Bing. After hearing Bob talk about you and you talk about Bob, I don't know which of you to stay away from.
Well, Lauren, I don't like to resort to this, but I'd like to remind you that Bob Hope is a very much married young man.
Oh, just a second, pal. Where did you get those four kids from? A paramutual machine?
Really, it's a pleasure to knock this next one, gang. Those mighty fine Andrew sisters have agreed to join me in the tune that's nudging the leader of Ye Old Hip Parade. And don't vend me in there. Oh, give me land, lots of land, under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride to the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences, gaze at the moon till I lose my senses, cause I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies. Don't fence me in. Let me ride to the wide country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies.
Let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. Bum, 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 bum.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses, cause I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Papa, don't you fence me in.
Oh, you're a quick hand, brother.
Thank you, Patty, Laverne, and Maxine. You did a great job. Nice exit. Thank you. Well, gang, old daddy time is bartender on command performance, and he's saying, drink up, mister. It's closing time. This is Bob Hope thanking you for each minute that you put in with us and for every minute that you put in for Uncle Sam. Check you later, gang, and so long from home.
Making the last round on the international beat and noting that command performance is produced for the men and women of the armed forces of the United Nations by the Armed Forces Radio Service.